Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I just knew that I wanted to get my master's and I was like ready to kind of move on to a new step.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today I'm joined by Alexandra Cole. Alexandra is a writer, podcaster, blogger, and an incredible promoter in the podcast community, and frankly, in the creative community in general. Even putting me in touch with some of the guests I've had on Broken Bulbs and other Mecco Radio shows. So make sure you show your support for her work on Podroland and the Pod Broads podcast using the links in the show notes. But of course, like the rest of us, Alexandra has faced huge disappointments. One broken bulb was being rejected from the master's program and college she wanted to attend. That's coming up after the break.
Dad on Money is the financial podcast for regular people. I'm Stephen Williams, and I host Dad on Money with a rotating cast of my kids.
I'm Jerrica. I am a college graduate, a young stay-at-home mom, and a planner.
I'm Alex. I'm an entrepreneur, I guess, and the one who's roped everyone in the family into podcasting.
I'm Alandra, and I just started my career as an educational assistant, and I'm a little bit of a workaholic.
And I'm Bryce. I'm a student in the middle of a lot of career exploration.
Dad on Money focuses on the simple habits and actions you can take to live a financially sustainable life and take care of that which matters most to you. Listen to Dad on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Alexandra Cole, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yes, I am.
Let's talk about not getting into NYU for the master's program you were looking for. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, I have to remember back a little bit, but it was probably, I guess, 4 years ago now, which is insane. But I applied to only a few programs, like a few schools. I was really looking to stay in New York because that's where I was stationed and still am stationed with the work that I do. And I applied to a few different places, NYU being like the top choice in terms of English lit programs. And so I applied for that. I applied for one at City College. I don't think I applied to Columbia because they had a slightly different program, but I could be wrong. And I don't know. That's kind of the intro part of it in terms of why I did it and what I was hoping to get from it.
And so, and what program was it? What was the master's program?
I believe it was English literature. I don't think they had any type of like specialized thing. I remember the one at Columbia was like comparative lit, and I didn't want to do comparative lit. I wanted to do strictly English lit. And so NYU had that, and then City College had it. And I may have done another CUNY one, but I'm not sure.
And then looking to get into NYU in this program, was it like, were you expecting that you would succeed? Did you think that you would get in? Or was it kind of like a shot in the dark?
I would say it was somewhere in between, just because I know how competitive NYU is. And, you know, it comes with the Ivy privileges of ending up going there and getting certain connections and kind of the notoriety of the name. So I was pretty caught up in kind of feeling like I needed that and that that would be beneficial in the future. At the same time, I have a great track record in terms of school, just like in terms of like, you know, GPA and things that I've done academically. But I also didn't feel like it was the most great. Like, I feel like with any type of applications for schools, it's like, okay, you can be academically like talented or have a great GPA, but they always look for like other kinds of things. So I think I was definitely not a shot in the dark, but I was just like, this would be dope if I got in. And so I'm going to try and hopefully they'll see that I have like not just credentials, but I don't know. It's like, it feels like it's like, am I interesting enough to get into this school? Because that's what it feels like with NYU in particular. So that was definitely a part of it. And I honestly can't even remember fully like how I was feeling emotionally prior to like what I thought would happen. I just knew that I wanted to get my master's, and I was like ready to kind of move on to a new step with where I was with work. And so I was just starting with kind of the bases. And I had spoken with friends previously who, mine is an MA program, so a master's of arts. And I spoke to a lot of friends who did master of fine arts for like their MFA. And that was actually kind of what I was deciding between. I was like, should I get a creative writing degree or should I do English lit? And so I was kind of between these two things. And I ultimately decided English lit would be more helpful for me in terms of where I was, because I find that really transferable into my creative work. And so I knew that it was super competitive for MFA programs and actually pretty competitive for like even CUNY programs. Like City College, I know, has a pretty small MA program. I think it's actually smaller than the MFA ones. Hopefully that's right, but that sounds familiar to me. So yeah, I don't know if that really answered your question. I feel like I kind of just babbled on, but it was something that I knew I did have credentials for, but I also felt a good bit of imposter syndrome when submitting my application for it.
And so how did that feeling and concern of imposter syndrome affect you when you got rejected? Did that make it easier or did that make it worse?
I think it helped that I did get into City College. So I didn't get fully rejected from everything. Because like I mentioned with friends, like I've had a couple friends who talked to me about their experience of trying to get into master's programs, specifically like MFA ones. And one year they just didn't get in anywhere. And I think that's way more discouraging or something you have to kind of overcome to like submit again. Because sometimes it takes a few tries, honestly, if you're going to like really specified programs. So I think the brunt of the disappointment and like little bit of imposter syndrome was definitely quelled by getting into the program at City College. So I knew that I would be going to study somewhere. And I definitely was a little bummed with not getting into NYU because it felt like, I don't know, even if I didn't choose to go, like just getting in would feel like validating in some way. And I think that that's just, you know, it's not really the truth. Like it's not the only way to validate the work that you're doing or your level of expertise in something just because it's more of like, I mean, quote unquote brand name, like how we would compare as opposed to like a state school or like the citywide schools. So I think that it definitely was like a hit to my ego a little bit at the time. I think that there's something that comes with the name notoriety and the certain connections that you'll get, but I've also made like amazing connections at the school that I went to, and you just kind of end up making the best of where you are. And sometimes you don't even have to just make the best of it. It just ends up giving you something else that's awesome.
In one sentence, what advice would you give to somebody who might potentially be struggling with a similar defeat?
Okay. Dealing with defeat of not getting into a school, even for like undergrad or whatever. Oh, one sentence. Gosh, Alex, this is hard. I'm so bad at these kinds of things. I would say not getting in where you want to get in is sometimes like the right path for you at that time. And as long as you make good with the like alternate decision that has to be put in place, like you'll end up getting where you both need and want to go at the time that you're in your life.
And of course, we finish every episode with that one bulb, that one idea, try number 1000 that worked, or at the very least is currently working. So feel free to brag a little bit. What's working for you right now?
Yeah, so I mentioned a little bit about my blog, Podgerland, and I would say that's definitely the bulb that's working. I even myself have to take a step back and realize that it's only been like just over a year since I've started that. And when I do inventory of what I've accomplished in the past year, I'm like, oh shit, like I've been doing a lot of things. I've like through doing that blog, I've been able to have like really cool connections with people that I've respected for a long time. And I've also met probably like I don't know an exact number, but definitely hundreds of people in the podcast industry just through doing that and actively putting out my own work and seeking out ways to help other people in it. And I, from that, got connected with some pretty cool people to be able to do like PR for someone else's podcast and help get the word out specifically about theirs. And now I'm hosting and producing a podcast in conjunction with The Wave, but is in large part going to be my baby. So I'm going to have these two main things that are happening, both blog and podcast. And those are the things that I'm super excited about right now, and also are just more ways to get the word out about more podcasts made by women. And I mean, yeah, that's kind of quick, but those are the things that I'm most like hyped about and that have been working because I've just been choosing to put a lot of energy and work into it.
That's fantastic. Well, I'll have links for all of those things in the show notes. And I just want to say one last time, thank you very much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is fun.
And thank you for listening. I love this idea of, despite being disappointed where we wound up, still making the best of our situation. When we don't get exactly what we want, we can still do great things. Special thank you to Alexandra Cole for joining me and being willing to talk about their broken bulbs. Be sure to follow her work using the links in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork was by Bethany Gustafson, and the music in this episode was by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.